This is program number LW2554. You know, things are not always as they look. Hi, this is Larry West. I've got a story for you. It happened one spring just before the Civil War that a boy, in search of work, came to a prosperous Ohio farm owned by a man named Worthy Taylor. Now, Mr. Taylor knew nothing about the boy except that his name was Jim, but he gave him a job anyway. Well, Jim spent the summer cutting stove wood, bringing in the cows, making himself generally useful around the farm. He ate in the kitchen and slept in the barn. Well, before the summer was over, Jim fell in love. He fell in love with Mr. Taylor's daughter. Well, he wanted to marry her, so he asked for her hand. But Mr. Taylor refused to let him. He told him bluntly that since Jim had no money, since he had no name, since he had very poor prospects of getting anywhere in life, he didn't want him marrying his daughter. Disappointed? That's an understatement. Jim put his belongings into an old carpet bag and disappeared from the Taylor farm. 35 years rolled by, and Mr. Taylor one day decided to pull down his old barn to make way for a new one. Well, above the hayloft, he discovered that Jim, and it had been so long he'd almost forgotten about him, Jim had years before carved his full name on one of the rafters, and what Mr. Taylor read carved on that rafter was enough to almost make him have a heart attack. Jim's full name was James A. Garfield. At that time, he was President of the United States. He had no money, no name, no prospects of getting anywhere in life. Things are not always as they look. Making judgments on appearance is not always safe. It's what a man is on the inside that determines what he can become. A talented artist by the name of Holman Hunt painted one day a picture of Jesus Christ. It's a famous one. You might have even seen a copy of it. It was first exhibited in London, England. The painting depicts Jesus standing at a door. Now, the door is firmly shut, and Jesus has his right hand upon the knocker, fastened to the middle of the door, and he's knocking. In the picture, weeds have grown up, portraying that it's been a long time since that door has been opened. But there Jesus stands, patiently waiting for a response, waiting for someone to open the door. Now, when the picture was first exhibited in London, even the critics made a judgment that was wrong. Again, things are not always as they look. They criticized the artist because they said he had failed to put a door handle on the outside of the door. But the artist, Holman Hunt, said he did that on purpose. And it illustrates my point. What a man is on the inside determines what he can become in life. Mr. Hunt didn't put the door handle on the outside of the door because the door to Jesus Christ opens only from the inside. That Mr. Worthy Taylor, who gave Jim the job on his farm, judged the boy from what he saw on the outside. He failed to see what the boy could and did become. And believe it or not, that boy who grew to be President James A. Garfield was a man, believe it or not, who even one day opened the door to let Jesus Christ come into his life. He even was appointed as an elder of the church that we read about in the Bible. It was a church that had restored itself to the pattern talked about in the Bible. And when Jim became President of the United States, he resigned the office of elder, and in doing so, he said these shocking words. He said, "I now step down to the presidency of the United States." It's amazing what a man can become. But the door handle is always on the inside. Things are not always as they look. Got a challenge for you today. Look inside yourself. What you can become in life really starts there. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. What will you do with Jesus? I've written a pamphlet that discusses Jesus. It's called What is the Gospel? I'd sure like to send it to you. It's free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.